Violinist Blake Pouliot is from Ontario, Canada, where he started his journey as a professional musician from a young age. With performances worldwide, Pouliot has been sharing his classical music across different cultural landscapes. Reflecting on the beginnings of his career, he vividly recalls the passion and determination that ignited his path in the music.
Started playing violin when I was 7 years old. I went to a Toronto Symphony concert and was just completely mesmerized by the sound of the violin. For 2 years, I asked them to get me a violin, and then finally they got me one.
It began with the piano before transitioning to the violin, and then quickly progressed.
When I was 14, I went to a program in Ottawa that Pickus Zuckerman ran called the Young Artist Program, and that was kind of the first moment for myself where I realized where I actually wanted to pursue music as a vocation.
The environment on which he and his brother grew up was a great artistic influence on his career, although it was not classical music.
My dad was a television producer and an arranger of music, and my mom was a singer on a country daytime show that we have in Canada. So my parents were actually in country music, and my dad's younger brother was the lead guitar player for like Gordon Lightfoot, and my dad traveled and toured with Johnny Cash and a lot of country artists, you know, but then he went into the production side. So he was kind of worked in television. And then my mom was a singer on like one of like the regular singers on this kind of like daytime variety show that they used to have.
Pouliot has recorded 2 albums, and some of the places where he has played are Europe, Central America, Canada, and the United States. He even visited Omaha just a few years ago, and he is coming back this weekend. For this concert, he will be playing a violin concerto from Corn Gold, an Austrian composer who escaped Europe during World War II. Corn Gold moved to Hollywood, and he was a pioneer in film composition.
When you think of film music, like John Williams or James Newton Howard or Hans Zimmer, like all of their influence originally started from the music basically of Eric Korngold and Miklos Rozsa and a couple other. And because of that, he actually, some of the music that's in the violin concerto, he actually used in some of his films.
This Friday and Sunday over at the Holland Center, the Omaha Symphony performs Copland's Rodeo, an evening of American powerhouse composers with Pouliot's violin concerto. For more information, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.